You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. A few months ago, there was yet another big win for Donald Trump. The African country of Botswana bowed to administration pressure and who knows what payoffs and quid pro quos. And all of a sudden, their high court discovered that the national law against sex perversion that had been in force for decades there since the country's founding was illegal and unconstitutional after all. African perverts celebrated their liberation. Though we all know that enforcement of that law, like any law in Black Africa, depended more on chance and bribes than on any moral or legal principles or precedent. I suspect that little will change there. If Big Boss Man doesn't like you, a suitable pretext will be found to take care of the problem. The truth of the matter never mattered, except to people who are gullible enough to believe the noble words on paper. One less pretext makes no practical difference. When this great American triumph took place, the supposedly conservative and very Jewish Breitbart News site trotted out their very Jewish senior editor-at-large, Joel Pollack, who gushed with joy and told the MAGA crowd how they're supposed to view this blessed event. In an article he actually headlined, "Win for Trump's Foreign Policy as Botswana Decriminalizes Gay Sex." And I quote, "The Southern African nation of Botswana decriminalized gay sex on Tuesday as its high court overturned a colonial-era law on Tuesday barring the practice. CNN reported that the decision was a landmark victory for Africa's LGBTQ movements. It was also a victory for President Donald Trump's foreign policy, which launched an initiative earlier this year aimed at decriminalizing gay sex in those countries that still outlaw it. Trump has personally emphasized the campaign to decriminalize gay sex. He tweeted in honor of LGBT Pride Month, reiterating his call for worldwide decriminalization. President Trump stated, "As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions LGBT people have made to our great nation, let us also stand in solidarity with the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of their sexual orientation. My administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort." Trump published his message a week after Kenya's high court had upheld a ban on gay sex, in a setback for the administration's policy and the LGBT movement more generally. There are roughly 70 countries that outlaw homosexual activity and 8 that punish it with the death penalty, according to the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association." Close quote. Wow! So much winning. Breitbart News and Joel Pollack. And double wow! The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association. What a great source for a warmly approved talking point, conservatives. Of course, many might say, Why should we care if Botswana goes pervert? And they have a point. The high birth rate of Africa bodes ill for the future of Europe and the whole white world. So Trump is working for us. More multidimensional chess, right? Wrong. First of all, this penny ante nullification of a penny ante law is not going to make any perceptible difference in the African birth rate for a lot of reasons. For one thing, laws don't make much difference there. For another, the real cause of the exploding African birth rate is the collision of first world aid and ideologies with third world mindsets and mores, caused not by the absence of sodomy laws, give me a break, but by the crazy suicidal Christians who want more souls for their imaginary Jesus and want to give their wealth to those that hate them instead of to their own children. The capitalists who want to exploit the land and the cheap labor thereon, ruined lives and ruined futures for millions of whites, be damned. The Jews who want to flood white nations with non-whites in order to destroy us and build a new, easily fooled and easily ruled mixed-race slave caste to replace us. And the bureaucrats who murder their own nations for a paycheck and career advancement and backsheesh from the Jews, with a little pervert sex thrown in from whomever is filling Jeffrey Epstein's shoes these days. All of these groups make sure that billions upon billions in white aid, white technology, white medicine, and white-designed infrastructure flow to their colonies in all but name. And they make sure that the borders that once protected white nations from the black tide are opened wider than ever. What should concern us about Trump's pro-sodomy initiative is that, one, it is targeted at white people as well as non-whites. And whites tend to be law-abiding, and so will usually submit to outrageous so-called laws that promote sex perversion, forbid anyone to disassociate from perverts, and criminalize or marginalize anyone who tries to so disassociate from them or even criticize them. Two, whites tend not only to be law-abiding, but also to be accepting of whatever social standards are set by their leaders and perceived mainstream beliefs. And this promotion of perversion from a supposed conservative family values president, no less, sets a very bad example indeed. Millions of conservative follower types will now find themselves unable to stand against the pervert agenda. With the right kind of leadership and encouragement, such as that which a national alliance government would give them, their acts on behalf of healthy values could be powerful indeed. But they've been morally disarmed by Christian and Jewish propaganda and by a president who's been totally captured by the Jewish money men. Teaching our people, our children, that homosexual and other perverted sexual behavior is acceptable or normal or just another way of getting love or pleasure or both is the same as killing them. That's because the entire view of human sexuality, which has been promulgated since the advent of easy contraception and the Jewish media-promoted sexual revolution, has been wrong and, frankly, intended to destroy us as a race. The view our enemies promote is this, that sex is strictly a matter of pleasure and fun. And anything which interferes with your fun is bad. and that there are so many ways to get fun, from interracial sex to intercourse with members of the same sex to innumerable perversions and anything which interferes with our experimentation, to find out what kind of fun is best for us or gives us the most pleasure, is to be rejected. The view of human sexuality common in earlier times was seriously wanting, too. It based its rejection of such libertinism on supernatural stories that have turned out to be historically and scientifically untenable. Its basic idea is that one mustn't do certain sexual things, or Jesus or Jehovah will be most displeased and might punish you. Such beliefs can protect a child or man or woman for a while. But when belief in the Hebrew stories falls away, as it often does as a person matures, individuals who have accepted such a view of sex are apt to swing over to an extreme version of sexual libertinism, which is exactly what we see in some liberal types who have fallen away from the church. After all, if the myths aren't true, then anything goes, right? What is needed is an understanding of ourselves based on scientific observation and investigation and true to the instincts and the purpose which nature has given us, which can guide us in these matters. Dr. Pierce said it well, as I recall, in his speech, Human Dignity, A Racial Ethic. I paraphrase and expand on his ideas. Our sexual natures and our bodies are sacred in that they are the embodiment of the continuation of our race and of our consciousness into eternity. They are the means of that continuation. That is what gives them a partaking of the divine, not some ancient religious writings. We need a code of sexual behavior based on a sure consciousness of this divine nature of sex and the essential unity of sex, love, family, and race. Such an understanding can protect us and protect our children and our race's future far better than the dogma-based, conservative Christian approach, which many of our best minds cannot take seriously and which often involves hypocrisy and pretending. This conservative approach also has as its basis ancient Jewish scriptures. That, I think, is the origin of the modern schizophrenic attitude towards sex, that it is simultaneously fun and dirty, wonderful yet wrong. The crude pornography of the modern age and the prudery of the reaction to it are the two sides of this Jewish coin. We need to escape from that neurotic vision and come to our own, truer understanding. The family is the basis of racial and national survival. Sexual love and sexual loyalty are the bedrock of the family. They are a natural part of our instinctual behavior patterns. They are a necessary part of our societies. They are an essential part of our souls. Once you grasp the truth of biological race, once you understand the necessity of our race's survival, once you know our great destiny. You will also be able to see sex and sexual behavior in the proper perspective. You will finally understand the reasons, the real reasons, why sexual perversions like pedophilia and homosexuality are wrong. Let us ask ourselves, what is sexual perversion? It is the wrenching of the healthy sexual instincts away from that natural course which nature gave to them. Our English word pervert is derived from the Latin pervertere, to overturn, to corrupt. But its real and deepest meaning can be found by going back even farther to its Latin root words, per, meaning thoroughly, and vertere, to turn. To take what is natural and to turn it thoroughly away from natural ends is to pervert. So sexual perversion is to take our sexual natures and turn them against nature, against ourselves, and against our survival. I am not interested today in the argument that some perverts are born that way, that a genetic error attracts them to the wrong sex. That may be true, and if so, those defective individuals are sad and unfortunate indeed. My concern is that sexual perversion is being made fashionable and is being rewarded by the Jewish media establishment and by the allied pervert lobbies, and now by our president, which guarantees that millions of the weak will turn to it as a way to become, they think, praised, loved, and accepted in this truly cold and lonely society. And this is happening on a scale so grand that it threatens the survival of our race. And those perversions that I've emphasized so far are not the only kinds of sexual perversion. To take what is natural and to turn it from natural ends. In that sense, interracial sex is just as perverted as homosexuality. Both militate against the continuation of our kind. Pornography, which degrades the sexual act into something less than the exalted and sacred thing that it is also perversion. Pornography, which replaces the natural romantic attraction to a real member of the opposite sex and the same race, is also perversion, as is prostitution when it serves the same ends. Language, which takes a slang word for sexual intercourse and makes it into a word for hurting or cursing another person, is also a kind of perversion. In a very Jewish manner, it takes what ought to be purely beautiful and even sacred and turns it into something ugly and dirty. That is perversion of a particularly Jewish kind. Language which degrades our bodies by making our sexual parts into words of derision or insult, or which degrades or insults the opposite sex, is also a kind of perversion. Where does perversion lead? Perversion leads to disappointment and the missing or even total rejection of some of the most truly important and significant things in life. Perversion leads to a coarsening and a loss of appreciation for what is noble and beautiful, And this coarsening takes away much of what makes the European race unique. And perversion leads to a weakened or even destroyed family unit, without which our race cannot survive. And perversion leads to a disastrously falling birth rate, which also spells doom for us if not corrected soon. Perversion directly opposes the life force within us. Sexual perversion, in short, leads to death. Join our community of the awakened and fight for life.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the Alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.